It's 7:46. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. Florida's home to some of the nation's largest school districts, and the Florida Department of Education says there are not enough teachers to go around. Some school districts are going the extra mile to find them, in some cases many extra miles. Hillsborough County recently sent recruiters to Puerto Rico to look for bilingual educators. And as WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, an effort is now underway to find folks who never even thought about becoming a teacher.
It's just before lunch period at McLean Middle School in Brandon, and students in Vernon White's 6th grade social studies class should be prepping for a test. Most of them have already checked out, though, and their teacher isn't having it.
All these answers are in the book, or they're in the handouts which I gave you yesterday, or you come to me and we'll work on it together, but please do not just guess, because you're setting yourself up for failure. I promise you. Let's go.
Quizzing kids on how well they know the Magna Carta is brand new territory for White. He's been a teacher for just 6 months, and his degree isn't in education. When he went to Florida A&M University, he imagined a career in criminal justice, but he lost interest and moved back home to Brandon to reevaluate. He eventually re-enrolled in school, this time to study sociology, and he started volunteering at the Boys and Girls Club. That was the first time he thought that teaching could be an option.
The majority of the students were minorities, and just seeing how far behind they were from other sixth graders and other middle schoolers in their area, I just realized that me being there just simply so similar to them, it just meant so much.
As a young African-American man, White is a sought-after demographic by Hillsborough County School recruiters. The district's 15,000-plus teacher workforce is close to 75% White, while its 200,000-plus student population is 55% Black or Hispanic. Dr. Althea Walker, teacher recruitment manager for Hillsborough County, says people like White bring life experience and perspective to the classroom, but that doesn't mean the path to becoming a teacher is easy.
What you believe you're qualified for is going to look totally different than what people who are in education might view as being qualified.
In other words, she says raising your own kids or having work experience involving children isn't enough. You'll need a bachelor's degree, and if it isn't in education, you'll have to pass 3 tests to earn a professional educator certificate and take courses required by the Florida Department of Education. About 25 people came to a recent recruitment event in Tampa to find out how to get on the teacher training track. They scribbled notes, asked a lot of questions, and came from professional backgrounds ranging from information technology to banking. One recruiter told them if they wanted to teach biology or chemistry, she could get them an interview immediately. But another didn't try to sugarcoat the very real challenges of teaching.
It's not an easy job, and you've got a lot going on because you didn't student teach. You don't know our way of work, and, you know, work with kids that come to school with bigger problems than we all have.
While teaching is considered a stable career, it's no secret that morale has plummeted. According to the National Education Association, over 40% of new teachers quit within the first 5 years. And as baby boomers begin to retire and more students enter Florida schools, Hillsborough County plans to hire 1,000 new teachers. Neela Kelly of Tampa thinks she might want to be one of them. She graduated from the University of South Florida with a business management degree and just spent a year teaching English in Columbia.
I love a school. I know it sounds really corny and cliche, but I love school.
And if she does decide to pursue education, Vernon White, the new teacher in Brandon, has some advice.
Don't just accept or apply for a job simply because there's a vacancy, because if you don't feel like you can make an impact, if you can't make a connection with these kids, there's truly no point to teaching.
White says it isn't about the paycheck. A new teacher in Hillsborough County makes $38,000 a year, but he gets a different kind of payoff. He says when his students leave at the end of the school day, they know that Mr. White has their back. Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.